Good morning on this Monday, November 10th. From the WVIK Newsroom in Rock Island, I'm Brady Johnson with your morning newscast. Three Democrats running to represent Iowa in the U.S. Senate say Senate Democrats shouldn't give up on their health care demands to end the government shutdown. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sestarik reports.
Candidates were speaking at an Iowa Democratic Party event when news broke of a potential deal to reopen the government. Nathan Sage says he was flustered to learn some Senate Democrats would vote to reopen the government without including an extension of Affordable Care Act tax credits. He says millions of Americans are going to lose their health care.
People need a life where we can actually make it in this world. People need a life where they can actually afford the food and afford the health care they need. And it seems like we don't have leadership that's willing to fight for that.
State Representative Josh Turek and State Senator Zach Walls are also running for U.S. Senate. They say there shouldn't be a deal without a guarantee that health care subsidies will be extended. The Republican leader of the Senate has promised to vote on ACA tax credits, but the details aren't clear. I'm Katerina Sestarik, IPR News.
Illinois Democratic lawmakers moved to protect the privacy of public officials online over concerns from GOP colleagues about how constituents would be able to contact them moving forward. The bill that cleared the legislature allows an official to request their home address and phone number be scrubbed from public and private websites. Republican State Senator Steve McClure also says getting the information removed from certain sites might be tedious.
Let's say the website has no contact page. You can't figure that out. There's no email listed. So you're going to, I guess, try to figure out through some other means who owns the website.
Democrats say this measure is needed given a recent spike in politically motivated attacks. The legislation now awaits the governor's signature. Refugees in Iowa are being told they're no longer eligible for food assistance. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sestarik reports that's because the so-called Big Beautiful Bill included new SNAP restrictions that are now taking effect.
Emily Kresiewicz is a board member for Des Moines Refugee Support. She says she recently helped a family from Afghanistan submit paperwork to recertify their SNAP benefits, but a state health official said they're no longer eligible because they don't have green cards. The tax and spending law passed by Congress this year blocks refugees, people granted asylum, and many other categories of immigrants with legal status from getting food assistance. Kresiewicz says the Afghan family has six children and the father works full-time, and they applied for green cards over a year ago but still haven't received a decision.
For many families, even if they've had the resources to file, it hasn't been approved yet, and so now they're not eligible for food stamps.
The federal government's order to start enforcing these restrictions comes as SNAP benefits are delayed for all participants during the government shutdown. I'm Katerina Sestarik, IPR News.
The city of Rock Island is receiving $150,000 through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's Community Development Block Grant for 2026. According to a city press release, these funds are used for affordable housing improvements to benefit low-income households. The application is open through the Neighborly platform until January 5th. The City Council will decide on funds for final approval. A pre-application meeting is to be held on Wednesday, December 3rd at 1 p.m. online. Workers at a Case New Holland manufacturing plant in Burlington are fighting the company's decision to close it. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports it's drawn in union leaders and manufacturing workers from outside the state.
CNH confirmed its plans to close the Burlington plant earlier this week, saying it's seen a decline in sales of one of its key products produced there. It comes after representatives with the United Auto Workers had been trying to convince the company to keep the plant open. Sean Fain is the president of the union. He spoke at a rally near the plant.
I wanted to make sure to be here today for one reason, because what's happened right here, it's the front lines of the biggest war we face as a working class. And that's the class war that's been going on between working people and corporate greed for decades.
The company says it plans to close the plant in the second quarter of next year. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
The city of Davenport is announcing the opening of its 2026 scholarship program to support the pursuit of higher education, vocational training, or other post-secondary opportunities. According to a school press release, the Davenport Schools Foundation has over 70 scholarships available with more than $175,000 in financial awards. Awards are determined by academic excellence, leadership, community involvement, athletic achievement, career interest, and financial need. Applications are due by midnight on February 22nd. The National Weather Service office in the Quad Cities is forecasting unseasonably cold air starting off this week, with a high of 36 today with wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour. If you're heading out this morning, be sure to bundle up as wind chills will be in the single digits and teens. It will remain largely dry for the work week. After one more cold day today, a gradual warming trend will ensure leading to well above normal temperatures by the week's end. It'll be increasing clouds tonight with a low around 25. You're listening to WVIK.